This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Chris Neeson. He is a corporate pilot, but he's been doing something in his spare time for a few years now that's going to rack up to being something fairly special. Lots of guys reenact historical flights. Not too many reenact the historical flight in the actual airplane that made the flight. Tell us all about it, Chris.
I bought the airplane 2.5 years ago from a great guy named Ken Burton. He was actually in the end of the book, Flight of Passage. And he was having to get out of aviation, unfortunately, but I was fortunate enough to pick it up. I've been restoring it with the help of several people for 2.5 years, and we just finished it a week and a half ago, really about a week ago. And we're going to start on our own journey. My wife and I are going to fly it across the country. We're also going to be raising awareness for her charity, the Austin Hatcher Foundation.
Okay, so just to recap, the airplane that you've just finished rebuilding was the original Piper Cub that the Buck brothers flew across the country when they were teenagers, and inspired probably 150 or 200,000 kids to learn how to fly from the book Flight of Passage, right?
That's correct. It's the exact airplane, 4971 Hotel. There's a couple bills of sale even with Tom Buck, their father, in it. It's a neat piece of history to own. And when I was restoring it, you know, you can buy a lot of new parts, but I really tried to recondition as many of the old parts as I could and still be airworthy. It's a treasure, and now plan on showing it off to as many people as I can.
Okay, so are you going to retrace their flight path?
That's true, yes. We're going to head up to Sentimental Journey. That's in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. That's this week. And I'm going to leave Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, depending on the weather. And sometime in the next weekend, I'm going to fly to the East Coast and hopefully meet up with Rinker and Kern. Maybe together, maybe separate. We're trying to work that out. And then from there, on the 22nd of June, my wife and I are going to take about 10 days and go east to west coast all the way to L.A.
Okay, so how many hours do you have on the rebuilt airplane? I mean, you just finished it.
I got about 5 now. I've been racing to put hours on it. As any engine rebuilder will tell you, though, the best thing for it is to fly it and fly it hard. So probably just going full throttle or not, you know, within limits as fast as I can for the next 20 hours is probably the best thing for the airplane.
Okay. Any surprises when you were rebuilding it?
It had many, 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 many repairs. I talked to Brinker about this at one point. Apparently it was belonged to an airshow pilot before they had it, and some of the repairs they did were just field repairs, what they call the outer tube sleeve repairs, and they're fast and they're legal and they're efficient and they get the plane back in the air as much as possible, but it was a little crooked, the airframe was, when we put it into a jig to try to get it back to original. So it took about 5 months to get it back, and about 45 feet of new fuselage tubing to get it back into a airworthy, straight condition.
Okay. How did you come across it?
There's a neat story on that. I'll be abbreviated. It's on our website, flightofpassage.com. But basically, I had a J3. And at the exact right moment in time, was looking on Barnstormers and kind of just posted the night before. And I happened to be lucky enough or, you know, just the right place at the right time. And called him up, and we made a deal with about a week later.
Okay, so up to Sentimental Journey in Lock Haven, and then taking off on the 22nd.
That's correct. On the 22nd, we'll be headed west. We're only going to do about 250 miles a day, so we don't get too overworked. We're more about the journey, meeting people along the way, and showing the plane to people. We're also going to try to meet with a couple cancer children centers so the kids can come out and see the airplane. We're going to try to do a lot of things with the local airports and the public and let as many people see the plane as possible.
Well, we'll refer people to your website. That's flightofpassage.com for the route, and see if they're coming anywhere near you, and hope they come out and see you.
That's right. And we'd appreciate, you know, just coming out and come say hi, and we'd love to talk to you about the airplane. It's a joy to own, and it's a joy to show off. Many people are involved with the rebuild, and it sure is a beautiful plane.
All right, well, thanks very much, and have a great flight. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.